Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
As the call to preach the gospel became apparent in F.F. Bosworth's life, he left a secular job and began preaching wherever he was invited. By this time, Fred and Estella had a daughter, Vivian. In the beginning of this new life of faith, they had to rely daily on the Lord for their provision. When there was no food left, Fred would stick his head in the empty bread box and shout, "Glory!" at the top of his lungs. Then Estella and Vivian would do the same. God always provided. Fred was called to Texas to preach to a group of white people. There he was confronted by an angry mob that beat him, mistakenly thinking he had come to preach to the blacks. The South was deeply segregated at the time. The mob demanded he go to the train station and leave immediately. At the station, a second mob attacked him, and they would not allow him to get on the train, but set him out walking. They beat him with a baseball bat and fractured his left wrist. We now go to the account in Fred's own words. "I was then not allowed to take my train, but had to walk 9 miles to Calvert, where I got on a train Sunday at 2 p.m. for home. The suffering during this pounding was terrible, but as soon as it was over, I looked away from the wounds and bruises to God, and he took away all the suffering and put his power and strength upon me, so that I carried a heavy suitcase with my right arm over 9 miles. I never had the slightest anger or ill feelings toward those who beat me so cruelly, and the walk to Calvert in the dark with the moonlight was the most heavenly experience of my life. And the Lord gave me wonderful intercession for those men, that he should forgive them and prepare them for his coming."
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.